Plants have developed certain characteristics without the interference of human beings. For example, taste or color or the ability to withstand cold or heat. What breeders do is they select for those natural variants so that they can produce a new variety of a particular crop that has the characteristics favored by farmers and consumers. It's really just humans taking advantage of what already exists in nature and then directing the introduction of those natural variants into our domesticated crop varieties. Plant domestication really is human intervention in the natural process of evolution. For example, if you're a gardener, you can think about what sort of characteristics you like in your strawberries. You may want them to ripen early, and then you may want another batch that ripens late, so you can have strawberries throughout the entire season. You may prefer a bright red color. You may prefer a very sweet taste. And for 10,000 years, breeders have been saving the seeds from those plants that had the most interesting characteristics. Many of these characteristics can be mixed, and that's been the role of breeders for the last, 200-300 years, is to take varieties that have the most favorable characteristics and breed them with each other. And virtually all vegetables that we eat and all grains that we eat have been developed through this process of domestication and selection.